Worldviews, Tree of Knowledge winning over the Tree of Life. Your worldview is invisible to you. It's like the floor you walk on. The foundation of your life. You need to understand that your dislike of certain people makes you a moron if you also decide that therefore what they say must be stupid. Or you like how someone looks, and therefore they must be smart. Ugh. You need to be able to tell the difference between a person, an idea, a behavior, and see them as independent from each other. That what the person says is important. To look and choose with discernment, and after consideration. Of course 99% of humanity was never asked to think. Was never taught to think, and this discernment and this consideration I am asking for will not land as a valid request, because you can't. This is why in the past 3 to 4 days a good chunk of my followers sloughed off. Unsubscribed, withdrew. They don't agree with the worldview I talk about. I remember when I was younger I also thought that being around people who believed reality different from me were like a disease I could catch because I listened to or read what they said. I was young. And I didn't feel safe in anything different from what I was told the right worldview was. I was a communist, or socialist, or Marxist. That was the right worldview in mid-20th century Hungary. Worldview is like the floor you walk on. Any change in worldview makes your floor dissolve. So it's frightening. Only the mentally tough risks it. And those snowflake people who left me and my teaching are not. This article won't be different, it will clearly delineate one worldview from another. And we'll lose more snowflakes, I predict. As people round the steps in the 67-step coaching program, as they begin the second cycle, they start to see new things, or they keep on seeing the same things. Some see the things from memory, comparing, knowing, and some, a very few, from actually seeing. Step 2, in the 67 steps, introduces the idea of the selfish gene, and S, an evolutionary stable strategy. This point is where people diverge, one goes in the direction of the tree of knowledge, the other goes in the direction of the tree of life. It is really amazing to watch them go, unaware that they chose because they are unaware of the other path. In certain areas I recognize myself. I recognize that there is only one right way view of the one who wears blinders, so they cannot look wide. They can see only where the already always path lies. The world view. The view of the world, the view of people. And themselves among those people in that view of the world. I will illustrate this with their own words. But before I do, I want to set down some principles. Naturally, unmitigated by culture, society, memes, genes like to experiment and arrive to new evolutionary stable strategies. Evolution, the desire for evolution is innate to the genes. Evolved species start to use the edge effect, get more out of life. Except humans. Humans have been hindered by culture, the other, society, memes. The tree of knowledge. Which is worldview. The 67-step coaching is an evolutionary journey. And depending on the strength of your devotion to the tree of knowledge, it will help you to evolve, or not. Drumroll. Please. It is that simple. Your fear of stepping into new territory is a fake fear. There is no new territory for anyone, until. In the book The Science of Getting Rich, Wallace D. Wattles teaches how to grow. He says. Begin where you are by starting to do things in a certain way. Then you'll grow too big for that space. Like a baby in the mother's womb. But, of course, how you understand what Wallace D. Wattles says will be crucial in what you'll do. What you'll do will depend on your worldview. If you see the world and you in it incorrectly, in the way you were taught in school, or your parents, or the church, or by a teacher, your actions will be vastly different than if you have a worldview that is closer to how it really is. What you learned in school or church is an ideology serving not you, not your growth, not your prosperity, but the power, the government, the intelligentsia, the rule makers. Human imagination, fueled by false images, by memes, books, society, news media, etc., depicts growth as a jump. But growth only seems to happen that way. It's a seeming. An awful lot of work happens in the invisible before the growth there becomes visible. People enamored with this seeming. They see the world as if a fertilized egg could next day pop out of the mother's belly in full armor. In full armor, an adult, like Pallas Athene popped out from her Zeus's head. As if they could become an adult and a millionaire, maybe even a billionaire in a hurry. When I say it this way, it does sound ridiculous, doesn't it? Much like the Immaculate Conception 2 to 3 billion Christians believe in. Yeah, worldview all right. But this is what they are teaching you, jump from ignoramus to millionaire through listening to some audio, making a vision board showing what you want, or by doing a course, preferably costing thousands of dollars. This is the Tree of Knowledge path. No work is done, no growth on any level. Add to it fear of failure from going to that next level of making $1 million. Fake fear. There is no danger of any of it. You are barely functioning where you are. You are at the 5 to 10% level of filling the space now. Why would you even think of going to the next level, unprepared? So what is the Tree of Life path? You start altering what you do, mostly the how of it. The consciousness aspect of it. Think and do in a certain way, using Wallace D. Waddell's words. For most people this is a serious alteration of their worldview. No visible change. All change happens inside the belly of the mother, a new human is going to be born at the end of that growth. One student gets it, the other doesn't. Ty says, do simple things simply. And ask questions if your understanding is spotty or it looks complicated. If it looks complicated then you are looking at it wrong. What is my recommendation? Read The Science of Getting Rich. The chapter where he talks about the certain way. Put it into action. You'll have difficulties, because it is simple, and it won't make you look good. There is no bombastic smart-sounding speaking, and there is no fear. It is all doing. It is all below the hood. Below the visible. In the all-important level of the invisible. Even the thinking part is doing. It says, think this. It doesn't say, have these thoughts. You need to learn to think what you intend to think. Not thinking about, not repeating it like a mantra. No. Think that. Simple and incredibly hard. Until you get the hang of it. I remember when I first heard that instruction. What? Okay, I promise to illustrate the Tree of Knowledge path and the Tree of Life path with students' posts. So many times in my life I have reached that point where I am at the top of the ladder and was pushed to move on, having to face the fear of being a beginner again. But every time I moved on I was a much better person. There is a smugness, a self-righteousness with being comfortable at the top of the ladder. There has to be change, and there has to be adaptation, and it's challenging, and it makes your blood flow again, and grows you. Fear of failure is paralyzing. It has paralyzed me. But looking at failure through different filters, seeing it as the necessary process for learning, for growing larger, it helps it become acceptable, doable. Do the things that are humbling, and unknown, with a child's heart. Can I do that? I think I can. And fear has been a companion for a while now, fear that I have to make this huge leap into the unknown. That I have to drop everything I am currently doing, my friends, family, my security, and walk into the fog. But that is black and white thinking, far from the perspective of taking one step at a time. I can work at it, chip away at the sculpture little by little, allowing things to take their course over time. This student is talking a good talk, but it is all to sound good, and avoid doing the work. Tree of Knowledge. Fake. I am certain you can't hear it. Because you are also a proponent of the Tree of Knowledge path. The fake path, pretending to want something, but you won't. You need stability in your strategy by inaction. Okay, that's what I'm working on. Just a simple strategy of reading, bringing my attention back to what I'm listening to and the 67 steps. It's nothing too big that I can't come back to. That's the strategy, and the sense of stability and the reward I'm getting every day from these small actions is what makes it worth it. I know the changes won't happen right away, but over time they will. So then I have time to adapt to new ways as I go. Then I will be able to adapt when I need to. I mean, if I don't learn how to keep my attention on where I need it, how can I ever be aware of anything going on around me? And if I don't read and learn from people that have been there and already done something, how can I ever adapt to the world so I can give to it? Like I said before, I can only take tiny steps right now because I have no foundation yet. And I know myself enough that if I try to leap and take on more than I can handle, it's going to come down fast. That's why I'm doing my reading, bringing my attention back to what I'm listening to and the 67 steps. That's going to be my stable foundation, but it will take work. So every step I will write this so I keep banging it into my brain, and even if it takes 90 days to make it a habit for a lifetime. If you can hear that this second student is not talking about doing, he is doing. And he is building. And you have real hope for his evolution. You can taste it. And it tastes delicious. So what is the fundamental difference between the two paths, the two worldviews? We can safely say that humanity has been, for the past 10,000 years, on the path of the Tree of Knowledge. No growth, neither intellectually, nor emotionally or spiritually. No growth. Unnatural, against nature. Against the selfish gene's wishes. But why? My guess is that with the introduction of language, People can sound smart and wear feathers to decorate themselves, feathers they did not earn. Words. And those feathers deceive others thinking that there is some value there, and they buy it. Worthless politicians, worthless managers, worthless intellectuals, social justice warriors, do-gooders, reformers, you know the kind. And, like any conspiracy, no one dares talking about the conspiracy. In fear that they are wrong. Because everyone is pretending. Instead they invent non-existent conspiracies. Because hating conspirators is juicy. Aliens, reptilians, pedophiles, and other juicy bullshit that require no thinking, no worldview, only blaming and yelling and storming the castle waving a flag or two. When there are enough made-up conspiracies, then you can be sure no one is looking at the real conspiracy, robbing people of the power to make a life for themselves and their children. The whole of humanity is dressed in non-existent clothes, like the emperor in the tale of the emperor's new clothes, or whatever that tale is called. Tree of knowledge now trumps reality, rationality, and life. Some rare individuals can break free from the spell. But no one believes them. I am one of them. And you could be one too. Maybe. In the starting point measurements. The measurement that measures to what degree you are able and willing to hear and heed feedback. It's an attitude, it's a worldview. If it is fearful, if it is resistant, if it is arrogant and superior, you probably won't heed the feedback. You'll send me hate mail and call me names. And unsubscribe. Even if your other numbers are decent, this one measure can tell me if you are willing to change your mind and start living your life on the tree of life. In reality. Now you see why I don't have thousands of followers. If only a tiny fragment of humanity is able and willing to change the floor they live on. Then it's normal that I have only a handful of followers. That is the pivoting point of your life. If you are willing, even if you are not able yet, you can raise your vibration. If you are resistant, you can't. Won't. Can you change that attitude? Maybe. It is probably the hardest thing a human can attempt. And unless you say it's worth it for me, you won't. And that is the big issue, is it worth it for you to change your mind? If you are a snowflake or a social justice warrior or a victim, I would not bet on you. If you expect life to be smooth, your teacher to never yell at you, the weather to be always sunny and mild and the rain to fall when it is supposed to, you will never change your mind about anything. To my utter surprise, some people keep on hanging on. Keep on coming back. Keep on trying. So far unsuccessfully. But never say never. I like to say not yet. It allows me to take responsibility and look for more and different ways to help them over the threshold. It's not gradual, by the way. Although there are no jumps in reality, worldview is not a reality phenomenon. In the three circles of the life, worldview is in the right-hand circle. Not accidentally, what you say in the right-hand circle, worldview is all words, will decide for you everything in the middle circle that is your experienced, aka personal reality. No one lives in the reality circle, other than wordless animals. Humans live in the middle circle. So worldview, in essence, is an interpretation of what you see in the reality circle. And it is cultural, learned, naive or sophisticated, depending on your education, and your ability to think. The Greeks interpreted the celestial phenomena, storms, shooting stars, meteorites, comets in an anthropomorphic way, as if the gods were people like them. Anything and everything is interpreted by a human. It is a must for them. But the interpretation either matches reality closely or not. We have, finally, come full circle. They don't even look in reality, because it would require some education, not only ideology. And in most schools you are not even offered that. Frown. When I look back at my life and look for sentences that turned my worldview, I find a few. The first was in 1977. I read the book Brave New World by Aldous Huxley. It removed the most important element, the rightness of the ideology of communism or socialism, or Marxism, and left me to build my own. The second was 10 years later, 1987, when the idea of me was turned upside down with the question, "Who are you that you are?" in the forum. The third was when I had my magazine and my clients were millionaire club owners. And they were uneducated and, in my view, stupid. And I realized that you don't have to be smart to be rich. It's okay to be stupid. It doesn't mean what I'd thought it meant. The fourth was when my friend Nancy emailed me a copy of the first chapter of The Science of Getting Rich, and I read that I had the right to want to be rich. It shook my world almost as much as the Huxley book. I cried for days. The fifth was when I found out that 100% of my complaints were based on a worldview that things were supposed to be in a certain way. parents were supposed to love their children, life was supposed to be fair, etc. Every dot single dot complaint I'd ever had. Even complaints about the weather. I learned that unless there is a binding agreement signed by both parties, things are what they are, people feel what they feel. And that is that. It was for me, probably, the most significant step towards freedom. And then, on the shoulders of that, the idea that freedom is recognizing your limitations, whether they come from life, your DNA, your age, society. Freedom is only available if and when you find it inside the limitations. Inside even the human machine and its invisible dynamics. And then the four sentences I learned to say in the partnership course, that redirected my attention to where my good feelings come about myself. Being empowered by who I am, not by what I did or produced. Being empowered by the things I have power over. The beginnings of responsibility. The beginnings of being outcome independent. Major. Half of my work is revealing the invisible dynamics so you can recognize them, so you can be free. Limitations are not wrong. They are limitations. The last and most recent revelation was reading and listening to what Thomas Sowell has to say. Some of it cut deep, deep, deep. Some of it suddenly helped me make sense why I could not pass my last exam in my MBA program so I never got my degree. And then again some of it has made me make sense of what my economist father tried to do and failed. So yeah. Without that I wouldn't be writing this article and know what the heck I am doing. So, what should you do now, that you got to the end of this article? Good question, right? If you are a pansy, then maybe you should unsubscribe. Instead of pretending that you intend to become an expanding human being, but never read my articles. You know who you are. If you have the life force strong in you, if you haven't given up, haven't given in, then embark on some spiritual practice, like reading 30 pages a day, or listening to the 100 hours audios 30 minutes a day. Or increase your cell hydration to 30% every hour of the day so you are not some hapless dull at all. Or whatever small action could be a daily habit that could serve as a time-tabbing device to turn you and your worldview around. I remember falling in love with Kaizen when I read about the woman, single mother, overweight and sick, working three jobs to make a living for herself and her children. She turned her life around with Kaizen. Her first assignment was to stand up in the midst of her 1 hour of TV watching a day. Stood up from the couch and stood for 1 minute. 60 seconds. When she realized that she could stand for 60 seconds, she upped the ante. And stood for 2 minutes. After a week of that, she went to 5 minutes, then she went to walking in place, to waving her arms, to eventually getting to exercising, taking the stairs instead of the elevator, walking to work and to the grocery store. And became fully healthy. This methodology takes reality into consideration with respect. You can't get from A to Z without first getting to B. I have been living the Kaizen lifestyle. And the Hero Program is the Kaizen lifestyle, the Kaizen way to achieve anything. What I most like about the Kaizen way is that there is no one to tell you what to do. It is self-managing. I am there to spot you, maybe occasionally cheer you on, warn you when you are on the wrong path, but I don't tell you what to do. The winners in life, whether in industry, science, business, literature, anything were not micromanaged. They followed their curiosity. But one thing you may need, one thing I may need to provide, and that is direction. In the beginning. One of my tools for that, just one of many, is the little inexpensive workshop, called What's Missing. It is a workshop, meaning we'll follow a set of assignments that more often than not lead to a direction that is a good direction for you to start your journey. Why? Because it points out something that is missing that you can start. Or alternatively something that you need to stop doing. Either can be a potent and reliable way to start your journey on the Hero Program. The next What's Missing workshop is on Wednesday at 2:30 p.m. Online, of course. If you can't make it live, then we'll find another date for you. It is free to you if you sign up to the Hero Program. More than that. You can come every time I give that workshop, and see a little more of what is holding you back in life. Behavior, attitude, or worldview. Start your Kaizen-like journey to the top. Go to https://yourvibe.me/hero. P.S. I haven't been talking about it, but it is very important to emphasize again, and again, that doing what you said you would do, small steps, strengthens the connection between your higher self and weakens the connection between the feeling center, the scaredy cat self, over time. So the Kaizen/hero method creates actual physical changes in your brain, to make you a producer, a more accomplished human. I also call it the hamster method. And write more about it in this article. Thomas Sowell's stuff has 70% truth value. If you were curious to know. And he is not part of the 1000.